Banksia Hill Detention Centre became West Australia's only juvenile prison in 2012 after the state government at the time shut the Rangeview prison. Since then, the centre has faced several riots and highly critical reports which detailed unprecedented levels of self-harm and other problems. Many have called for the centre to be closed completely. But now, the staff might have a better understanding of the reasons behind the youth's behaviour.
We found that 36% of those young people fulfilled a diagnosis of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. The other thing we found was that 89% of them had severe impairment in at least one of those brain domains.
That was Professor Carol Boer from the Telethon Kids Institute. Since 2015, Carol and her team have been involved in the Banksia Hill Project, researching fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, in incarcerated young people. The disorder is a condition caused by drinking during pregnancy. It can cause severe brain damage, leading to cognitive and behavioural problems, as well as learning difficulties. What Professor Boer found was that Australia has the highest known prevalence of FASD in a custodial or corrective setting worldwide.
There's evidence from overseas that fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is represented in higher numbers in detention or in contact with the justice system. But we didn't have any evidence in Australia, although we suspected that it might be, and we felt that it was important that we find out what the size of the problem was.
The study worked with over 100 children aged between 10 and 17 to assess any neurological damage that may be affecting them. While their aim was to discover if FASD was a contributing factor, researchers found something alarming in their results. When the youths were tested across a wide spectrum of neurological development areas, including cognitive behaviour, motor skills and memory, they found 9 out of 10 children were impacted by at least one neurological impairment, with 65% having at least 3 severe impairments. Dr. Raewyn Much is a paediatrician and researcher with the Telethon Kids Institute and was part of the Banksia Hill Project.
When dealing with a young person, they have behaviours that are not normal, as to then question, what is the brain structure and function behind those behaviours? To assume that the behaviours arise only from a difficult family environment or only from poor attachment or other adverse childhood events, they may compound and worsen development away from normal towards abnormal.
The study also found approximately a quarter of the young people were found to have intellectual disability, with an IQ score at or below 70.
Nationally, we know that fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is underdiagnosed, and if you don't diagnose the problem, then you can't respond with specific therapies.
The study has led to a new set of guidelines for working with children in the justice system. It's due to be introduced at the Banksia Hill Detention Centre this month. The procedures will now look at a large range of possible factors for behaviour, including FASD, to help staff better understand the youths they are caring for. Frances Logan, the West Australian Minister for Corrective Services, says the new program will be instrumental in getting these children the support they need.
If you're looking at a cohort of 113 and over 80% of those young people are suffering from those problems, that tells you a lot about the extent of the problem. And the Telethon Kids Institute is also working with the department to train staff who may well have seen the symptoms of neurodevelopmental problems but not understood that they were actually cognitive disorders.
Researchers are hoping the new guidelines will prove effective, and they're planning to share the research with other corrective centres around the country if it's a success. Kyle Brown, SBS News.